Perhaps there is one information that I think is important in MINDACT. And the information is that when you look patients who are defined high risk by clinical criteria and high risk by genomic criteria, of course, all these patients got chemotherapy. Well, I will tell you, as you know, 85% of these patients are disease-free at 5 years. What does it mean? To me, it means that we are still overestimating the risk of disease relapse. Because if you have a high-risk patient, clinical and genomic, who is in 85% of the cases free of disease relapse at 5 years, it means that probably this patient has been cured by breast cancer surgery. Not all of them, of course. Chemotherapy has played a key role in making this patient disease-free at 5 years. But I cannot believe that all the 85% of these patients are disease-free because of the adjuvant chemotherapy. I think that some of them have been cured by surgery alone. And so we are still overestimating the risk of disease relapse. The same is true also with the recurrence score. Because if you take, for instance, let me say this last word, if you take the B20 trial, patients at high risk by Oncotype DX treated with tamoxifen alone, 60% of them are disease-free at 10 years, and they have just received tamoxifen alone despite the fact of being high risk. What does it mean? Again, I have the impression we are overestimating the risk of disease relapse even when we use the genomic signatures.
So when you said there was one situation you thought the 70-gene assay or MINDACT replied, I thought you were going to say people who were clinically high risk, for example, node positive, but low scores where you see disease-free survival rates over 95%, around 95%, over 90%. People have said if the outcome is so good, it's not likely to be substantially improved by chemo. What do you think about that logic?
Yeah, I think actually it's the same message coming from the Oncotype DX studies.
Right.
Actually, if you were performing the Oncotype DX, probably this patient was going to have a low recurrence score. And we know from the SWOG study that actually in these patients, you don't need to add chemotherapy.